Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. In the Old Testament, in the book of Joshua, we read about the death of Moses and how that Joshua took his place in leading the children of Israel into the land of Canaan. Joshua was God's chosen leader there in Moses' place. Joshua had assisted Moses before Moses died in his leadership role there. And God chose Joshua to lead the children of Israel after the death of Moses into the land of Canaan. And in the first chapter of Joshua, we read these words. God is speaking here to Joshua, and he said, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Wow, what a promise. What a blessing. What an inspiration for Joshua. God says, "Be not afraid, don't be dismayed, for I am with you wherever you go." There were three times in these verses here, these few short verses, that God tells Joshua to be strong and very courageous. Now, why did God tell him that three times in quick succession? Well, Joshua was fully aware of the dangers that lay ahead as they went into Canaan. Remember, he was one of the 12 spies that had gone to Canaan 40 years earlier, and he was one of the two that brought back a good report. The other 10 did not. But God also knew that leading that great nation of people in Moses' place was no small task. That was a huge undertaking. So he gave words of encouragement to Joshua to inspire him to move forward with faith in God for the task at hand. You know, I find courage in those words as well, because I know that God loves me as much as he loved Joshua. And just as he was for Joshua, so he is for you and me today. God desires that we have faith in him, just as Joshua had, for what we face in life. God also gave to Joshua a condition for his success in leading the people of Israel. God made it very clear to him that he was not to deviate at all from the law that he had given to Moses. God likewise asks of us today no less diligence in following his precepts. Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." that's really the test. If we really love the Lord, we will keep His commandments. And God expects us to keep them and to walk diligently in His precepts. We also notice in these verses that God was going to take action to assist Joshua in his leading Israel into Canaan. If he would trust him and have faith in him, listen to what God said. God said, "No man will be able to stand before you as long as you live." That was a sure promise of victory in battle every time. Imagine that, a victory every time they went out to battle. But God promised that. He said, "No man would be able to stand before you as long as you live." What a promise. But you know, God promises us victory too. We also can have victory in Jesus Christ. If we but put our faith and trust and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ in our walk in life, God will give us victory over sin, over temptations that come our way, and trials that we face. We don't have to give in to anger, to lust, and to all those things that are wrong, the sins of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. We don't have to yield to those things. God will give us victory if we but put our faith and trust and confidence in Him. But we have to learn to walk with Him. We have to learn to have faith in Him. We have to learn to trust Him, just as Joshua had to learn to trust Him, and he did. Many times in the days ahead, they experienced victory one after another. Oh yes, they had times of failure too, but they had many, many, many victories, and we too can have victory as well. God is for you. He is for me. He loves us. He wants us to succeed. Just as He told Joshua here, "You do these things, you observe to do all that's in the law here that I gave to Moses, meditate in it day and night, and I tell you, your way is going to be prosperous, and then you will have good success." And you know, I believe that's for us today too. If we walk with God, if we serve Him, and we don't deviate from the truth and His precepts that He gave us, I tell you, He will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. It is that way. God promised that to Joshua, and I believe He will do that for us today. I find that encouraging. I find that inspiring. That gives me inspiration for the day, and I trust that it will give you inspiration for the day too. May God bless you as you walk with God today. Share the goodness of God and the love of God to someone else today. Encourage someone. Brighten their day. Be a success for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, and God bless you.